this is the part of... Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwusakwodie, the senior pastor of the World Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
There are open visions and there are closed visions. An open vision is when your eyes, all your senses are there, and God takes you into the realms of the spirit. And you begin to see into the realms of the spirit. You are not asleep. You are not dozing. It can happen in a twinkling of an eye. And sometimes just you are caught up into the spirit. Are you following me? And then there is a closed vision that most of you experience. Sometimes you are sleeping or as if you are dozing. And then you are carried into the spirit. And activities you see is as if it's in the natural. Hallelujah. I had a vision. I want to say what I'm saying because of the testimony Pastor Martin shared. And we thank God for the fasting. It's really, really been a blessing. And it's help us. I cannot even with my mind explain the things the fasting has done for all of us. I mean, our mind is too limited to handle those things. But I think in a swift, I was in my prayer room praying, and sometimes you finish praying because I love to finish praying and then spend time quietly in the presence of God just to hear what he's saying back. Because prayer is a communication. After you talk back, you must expect that God talks back to you. And in just a short while, I'm not too sure. I don't think I was sleeping because I don't sleep like that. As if I was dozing, I was caught up in the spirit. And the Lord, I'm not going to go to details to tell you what God showed me, but the conclusion of the matter is that the Lord said, you have emphasized on power. And because in the prayer, I was trying to bargain with him about some things I've prayed and the result has not come. And then trying to ask him that, is there anything I need to do I'm not doing, or is something I'm supposed to do that, how did I put it? I say, Lord, is there that there's something I'm doing I'm not supposed to do, or there is something I'm not supposed to do that I'm doing, whichever one. I just want you to correct me and I'm ready for the correction. The Lord said, no. The thing is that you have emphasized too much on power. Give me attention. And the Lord told me that power don't change people. It's getting very quiet. And the Lord said that it's time to emphasize on character. Because power don't change me. And the Lord began to explain to me that the reason I've not manifested some things is that I'm waiting for a particular character. Or I want to see a particular character. Or there is a version in you that I don't like. Let's get the ball rolling. Hallelujah. I don't want to even generalize it. I don't even think God said character. He said godly character. Because you can have character, but it's not godly. Godly character means that it's in line with the Bible. It's in line with the word of God. You can be disciplined and not know Christ and go to hell. Some people, they don't do anything wrong. They don't steal. They don't do anything. But it still does not give them the qualification to go to heaven. Because the way to heaven is that you must know Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Now follow me. Let the heavens be open. So, everybody here wants gift. How many of you wish you were a prophet or a prophetess? Wow. No, don't lie. Oh, you don't wish. You don't want to. Okay, how many of you wish that the president of America is coming to Ghana? His plane was going to have a problem, and then you will see it. And then you will tell them that this and this is going to happen. How many of you want that power? How many of you want power that you can see a witch and say, you are a witch? You say, yes, true, I'm a witch. How many of you want to see that power? Wow. Amen. And I want to tell you, there's nothing wrong. All of us are looking for power. That's why we are praying. There's another question I want to ask. And if you don't lift your hand, I don't know who you are. How many of you want God to use you? Everybody. I want to be an instrument. Even if I'm not preaching, somewhere, somehow, use me. Some people want God to use them to sponsor the kingdom. How many of you want that? And do you know the reason why you want that? Once you sponsor, you can also chop some of the money. Why not? It's a gift that everybody is looking for. It's not that I want to sponsor, it's everything I get, I bring it to you, Lord. Oh, what is that? It's a gift everybody is looking for. Lord, use me financially. Bring me money, I'll give you to your kingdom. And you think I'm so much of a fool that when I get everything I bring to your kingdom, I will dress well, I will drive nice, I will still support your kingdom. How many of you want that gift? Hallelujah. Let me tell you emphatically that there's nothing wrong. Let me take you back to the book of 1 Corinthians. We are reading 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 1. Now concerning spiritual gift, this is what I just said about, oh, the president of Ghana is traveling, can go to me and say, hey, God showed me that if you go, don't go to this country you are going, because when you go, this will happen. And he went and it happens. President, if you go there, your leg will hit a stone and it will cut, and the leg hits the stone and it cut. The next time when you tell him not to go, do you think he will go? No. He will not go. Now, concerning spiritual gift, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant about the gift. Jump to verse number 4. I'm reading verse number 4, all the way to 11, verse 4 to 11. Now, there are diversities of gift by the same spirit. Now, look at it. So, one of the spirit you can desire. There are differences of administration by the same Lord. He's talking about the Holy Ghost, who is the head of all the gift. And there are diversities of operations. That means I'm a prophet. There's another prophet somewhere. Our operations are not the same, but the spirit behind it must be the same. So there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which work all in all. We are still on the move to verse 11. But the manifestation of the spirit is given to every man to profit with that. Now watch this. Ha! So let's check it. For to one is given the spirit, to one is given by the spirit the word of wisdom. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a prophet, you must be able to operate in all this. Word of wisdom deals with speaking into your future. Word of knowledge has to do with tell something in the past. Something happened to somebody 20 years ago, you were not there, but God showed you. So, most of the things we do at all night and we speak and we prophesy, and we bring revelation and show things in people's lives is operated in this gift. So, for one is given by the Spirit. Now, hear this. You can prophesy. It does not mean you are a prophet. Now, operating the gift of prophecy does not make you a prophet. But every prophet is expected to prophesy. Hello. So, don't ever start. Unfortunately, in our generation, somebody can say, I see that you call him prophet. No. The prophetic gift is an office. It's a major office. Hallelujah. It is the only office that started in the Old Testament and came to the New. All the other four gifts were not in the Old Testament. There was no apostle in the Old Testament. There was no evangelist. There was no teacher. There was no pastor. The only gift among the fivefold ministry that was in the Old and came to the New is the prophetic gift. Watch this. And so for one is giving. For to one is given by the spirit, the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge. By what? The same spirit. Let's keep going. Let's see whether you have one. To another by faith. So faith itself is a gift. There are people that, so we have the word of faith, we have the spirit of faith, and we have the gift of faith. Now the gift of faith is not a natural faith you can walk about. It's a supernatural faith God gives you to do things that go beyond human understanding. So most people that walk to cemetery and raise the dead, or walk to mortuary and raise the dead, is a gift of faith. It's not something you naturally want to do. There are things that you do. It's a gift of faith. I even believe that the building of Porter City is a gift of faith. I believe it. It's a demonstration of the gift of faith, because it's not natural. It's not explainable. So there is an amount of the gift of faith infused in that matter. So Paul is saying that to another faith by the same spirit, to another the gift of healing. Amen. So not all evangelists have the gift of healing, but most evangelists have it. For instance, Billy Graham is an outstanding evangelist without the gift of healing. So you can be an evangelist, but there are people, most people with healing gift end up becoming evangelists, because the gift itself has power to attract people into the crusade. So, for instance, Pastor Benny Hinn has the gift of healing. Are you getting it? T.L. Osborne has a gift of healing. Now, even if they make a mistake and you meet them, they'll still heal you. So the healing has nothing to do with what they do or what they don't do. It's a gift. Amen. So to another by faith, by the same spirit, to another the gift of healing, by the same spirit. Let's keep going. We are going to verse 11. To another the working of miracles. So there is a gift of healing, there's a working of miracle. I don't have to. One day I'll teach you that. To another prophecy. Prophecy. Obianko Jari, prophecy. That kind of gift, hallelujah. Sometimes it can be abused. Amen. Now, so that does not make you a prophet. It's a gift. To another prophecy, to another discernment of spirit. So you don't look at somebody's face and say you are a witch because his teeth is off. No, it's not that. You know, some of you, you think people are witchy because of the way they look. It's not that. No, you cannot do that. Hallelujah. You can only say the person carry witchcraft by discerning the spirit, not the face. Because some of the people you think they are witches are not witches. And the ones who think they are good, hey. So you can only do that by discernment. Are you getting it? Unfortunately, in Africa, every old person is a witch. But when you see witchcraft, the dangerous ones are very small. Very small. There was something I learned somewhere. There was a girl who was 7 years old and he was a queen of the territory. And the reason is that somebody who has carried the spirit, oh, dump it and transfer it to her. So people, you see, the way things can be transferred in the natural can be transferred in the spirit. That is why you have to be prayerful, because if your grandmother died, you transfer the gift. The witchcraft can be transferred. Amen. Now, so to another prophecy, to another discernment of spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongues. That is different. The one that's speaking in tongues, Marco Daba, that is another one. There's another tongue that I'm speaking, Moka Sida Baya, but Jackie is hearing it in Ghana. I'm speaking the tongues, but there's another one that when I speak the tongue, somebody will interpret the tongues of what I said. You couldn't. So there's another one. We'll go and see that. To diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongue. So I can say, Kadima Yako Takaya. Then somebody say, that says the Lord. It means that what I spoke in tongues, God has interpreted it to Pastor Abed. Yes, then it's bringing the understanding. Don't use your mind. Make a debayah what you just spoke. It's me, give me $1,000. No. To another interpretation of tongues. Last one. But all this work that one and the self same spirit. All this worketh that one and the same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. All these are power. Everybody say power. Jump to verse number 28. And God has set some in the church now from there. So he moved from the gift and came to the office. This one is office. This one, as all of us are saved, some people are called by God and separated for leadership in the church. So Paul said that, and God has set some, he set them aside, set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Third, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gift of healings, helps, government, diversities of tongues. Keep on going. Watch this. Are all apostles? The answer is no. Is that correct? Are all prophets? The answer is no. Are all teachers? The answer is no. Are all workers of miracles? The answer is no. 30. Watch it. Have all the gift of healing? No. Do all speak with tongues? No. Do all interpret? No. Now, so he dealt with all the gift. And the last verse, he stepped into character. So by the time we get to verse 31, he said that, I'm going to show you something better than everything I'm showing you. Now, he said, everybody convert. So, you are not supposed to be covetous. You can only be covetous in gift. The Bible does not permit any form of covetousness. The only covetousness that Bible accepts is that I carry a prophetic gift and you desire, you want that gift. God permit that covetousness. So, Paul is saying that, but covet earnestly the best. So look at all the gifts. The one that you claim is the best, covet it. So when you see a man carry a gift, God says you have power to step into covetousness. You are permitted to covet that gift. So covetousness is accepted and approved by God in the area of trying to get a gift to serve God or to advance the cause of his kingdom. So Paul said that covet it earnestly. Covet earnestly the best gift. Yet I want to show you something more excellent. Watch this. Now I want to show you something about the Bible. The Bible was not written with verses. That's why it's called letter. When you are writing a letter to your girlfriend, you don't say verse 1. Chapter 1, no, you don't. You remember, how many of you have written a letter before? Have you written? Today we don't write a letter, but we type them. So when I was growing, if you want to send some letter, you want to post a letter, you go to post office and then you buy stamp. Remember stamp? Then you stick it. You don't, how many of you, this generation doesn't know what I'm talking about. Tell me. Different stamp. Amen. So you go to the post office and you stamp and then your letter, then but watch this. Paul said that, and yet I show you. So the Bible was not written. So now from this verse, we are going to go to chapter 13. Chapter 13, forget about the verse. It's a continuous letter. So Paul wrote that. It's scholars that divide this for better learning. Stay there. So I say, we are about to go. Now, yet I show unto you a more excellent way. It means that the gifts are good, but I'm going to show you something more excellent than the gift. It means that whatever I'm going to tell you now, without that one, the gift is useless.
Thank you.
Everybody say excellent. Now, I want you to say there, go to the NIV version. I want to show you something. NIV version. And yet, I will show you most excellent way. Give me the BBE Bible. Give me the BBE Bible. If they have it. But let your desire be turned to the more important things given by the Spirit. And now, I am pointing out to you an even better way. Yeah. The gifts are good, but there is a better way to live your life. And what Paul is going to say is that this one is you. It means that in the scale of preference, as an economic term, if I can borrow an economic term, in a scale of preference, Paul said, I prefer that. Much as the gift shows you are powerful, you need this one before the gift. Or, if you have this one, it's easy to have the gift. Pointing out to you an even better way. Message Bible. Message translation of the Bible. Don't worry, you'll see that in a second. And yes, some of you keep competing for so-called important. This one, the commentary is some way. What version? New Living Translation. New Living. You see, the reason for this is that this is more like a commentary. You have to get the Message Bible and read it, the whole. Because sometimes they don't even divide the verses well. So you should earnestly desire the most helpful gift. But now, let me show you a way of life that is best of all. Good, better, and say, Paul, see, this one not just by the best of all.
Amen.
Best of all. May the Lord add his blessing to the region of his way. Be seated. Now watch this. Watch, everybody say, best of all. So Paul is saying that, I want to show you a way of life. A way of life. A way of life. That is best of all. If you don't covet this one, that, or you don't have this one, then all the gift. Now, unfortunately, in our generation, we have emphasized on power. In the encounter, God even showed me the mistakes of some of the things I've done as I grew up in ministry. The Lord said, I wish you knew this one 22 years ago. I wish you knew it 25 years ago. Naturally, every young pastor here wants to operate in power. Every young pastor here wants to get power. There's nothing wrong. But sometimes we get power without character. So Paul is going to talk about something very powerful, that is character. And I want to show you something. Listen, people can see power. Power never change people. No, it will attract crowd, but their heart may not change. Power necessarily might not be that people's heart is going to change. Never deceive yourself about that. Power does not mean that people are going to change their heart. That means that anywhere miracles are going, somebody can be an adulterer and never makes a service. But will never change be an adulterer. I'm preaching. Somebody can come to a meeting with a demonstration of the power of God and never change. My goodness. They will see all the miracles. Now watch this. You live in a community, and in the community, somebody comes there and said, after 400 of generational bondage, you say, let my people go. Do you remember when God went to Egypt, what he said? What did God say? Go and tell Pharaoh that what? Do you know that no matter how God calls you his people, if you change or you have character problems, there's a time that you stop calling you that. We'll come back to a second, I'll show you. So God went to a place, and then some of the miracles are very interesting. Now, Goshen is like, this is the whole land of Israel. The Israelites don't want to, the Egyptians don't want to live with shepherds, the abomination. Now, one of the reasons God sent Israel to Egypt is because God didn't want to mix the Abrahamic seed. Now, even in the New Testament, if a Jew marries somebody who is not a Jew, he's called a Samaritan. And the Jews has nothing to do with the Samaritan, because if the Abrahamic seed is contaminated, then Jesus cannot be born. So God in his wisdom raised Abraham. Now, when they went there, the reason God sent them to Egypt is that at that time, Egypt is the only country that are not permitted to intermarry. So when you are Egyptian, you can't marry any other person. When you marry another person, you cease to be an Egyptian. Or you forfeit your right or your citizenship right as an Egyptian. So it was the most powerful country. If Egypt is now, it's like America. And you don't want to lose the citizen of America to become a Liberian. Even Ghanaian, I mean, I'm telling you, you may add it to it, but nobody just wants to throw his American passport away on for a Liberia passport. If you come from Liberia, forgive me, but it's just a teaching. Nobody wants to lose his American passport and come to South Sudan as a citizen. So this is the thing. So watch this. It was safe for God to send the Israelites to Egypt, and you still get the pure blood of the Hebrews and bring them. Because a Hebrew, when you rise up, and you are famous and you are contributing, they can give you an Egyptian daughter. But you, the Hebrew, cannot marry an Egyptian daughter unless it is given to you. So because Joseph rise to the top, the daughter of Potiphera was given to him. Because it means that they even change his name. They are trying to bring him into the Egyptian system. So God sent them there. Now look at the whole land of Goshen. This is Goshen. Everybody living here is Goshen. It's just part of the, and this is Egypt. Sometimes the power of God will descend, and there will be darkness here, and here there is light. So you are here. When you move your leg like this, you are in darkness. When you come like this, you are in light. Everybody, and they saw it. They saw it. Don't clap. Now, let me show you another thing that shocked you. This is a river running in Egypt. The river goes through Egypt. So, don't forget that this whole carpet is the River Nile. River Nile from here is in the land of Egypt. When you cross, Goshen is just a neighborhood. It's not out of Egypt. It's like, you cannot say that Abelempe is not Ghana, it's not Accra. So all the land of Accra, some part is called Abelempe, some part is called Airport Residential Area. So let's say these people are living in a place called, let's say, Tema. Eh? Or let's say they are living in Abelempe. Now watch this. The river is flowing. From here, from where the river is coming, everything is black. When they come here, it turns to water. They are all in the Bible. And they saw it physically. They saw it. Let me tell you the last story that broke the back of the camel. They came to the sea. And Egypt was chasing them because Egypt thought they have made a mistake. These people, why did we let them go? We have made a mistake. Who is going to work for us? We need slaves. We need them. Because, you see, it's going to be difficult for you to live in a country that people have worked for you for 400 years. They clean the gutters. They clean all the sanitaries. And then you wake up and you have to do it yourself. So Israel exiting was not going to be easy for the Egyptians. They don't build. They just enjoy. It's a one country, Dubai. When I go there, all the guys, they are wearing white, walking in the mall. And all they do is to do shopping. So you wake up one day and you realize that you have to go and clean the street and you have to do tankers work. I mean, a lot of Egyptians has never been masons. It is the Israelites that were the masons. They were cutting blocks. They were molding blocks. They were building. And you wake up, they go. So they say, hey, Charlie. One of the reasons why they were pursuing them is that they couldn't do the work Israel has done. So they were coming. Crap, crap, crap. And they have the best war equipment and ammunition at that time. Hey, today we are talking about nuclear. That time, Egypt was powerful. Superpower started in Africa. Let me not go there. We'll talk about that later. There's something about this continent. Now watch this. They came to a sea and Moses lifted up a rod. The water divided and people were walking dry. Now the way Bible scholars say, God dried the water such a way that their leather shoes will not be wet. Because some of them, they were not going to buy shoes in the wilderness. The Bible said for so many years, their shoes didn't even wear out. So the anointing was even preserving shoes to make sure that the shoes were not worn out. What else do you think God cannot do for your life? Now, God dried the water in a split second. That when you step there, your shoe will not be wet. And these people were walking. Unfortunately, thank God he didn't do it in our time. Oh, can a lot of trouble happen. Number one, I'm sure if God decided that heaven hold the water for about, let's say, one day, selfie will make the one day. Oh, you can imagine. Can you imagine you with your mobile phone, iPhone 14, and the water is there? I'm telling you. Let me show you what is going to happen. Come and let's take selfie. And this one, come, crack. And this one, come, crack. This one, come, crack. In fact, number one, Egypt will come and kill everybody in the water. So it couldn't happen. There are miracles that cannot happen in our time. Because of selfie, God will not allow it. I had a documentary. It's not a documentary. I saw somebody put something like a cartoon. And it shows between the 1970s to the late 90s. And it's through a river. And in the river, somebody just fell into a river and was drowning. Another person removed his shirt and dived into it and rescued the person. And it showed from the 2000s, the person is drowning, everybody's sticky. Never fall into water, think somebody will rescue you. By the time they finish their selfie, you are gone. Can I continue teaching? Water divided. Hey! What a demonstration. These people walk on water. And listen, it's not just walking on the water. Because the Egypt can move into the water. Because now the water is divided, it's a dry land. So Egypt is coming. You are in the water and you are plenty, 3 million. So with old ladies and young children, the movement is slow. Suddenly they saw that a pillar of fire is standing between them and the Egyptians. It means that the pillar of fire is not something round, it's like a wall. It means that it's a long wall that Egypt cannot pass anywhere. Visibly. So you are standing in the water, suddenly you see a tall fire traveling like from here to Tetekwasi. At the diameter and the perimeter of the width of the river, and the pillar is standing there, and Egypt cannot come. So me giving you prophecy does not mean that is not power. God knows that people have seen power and their heart didn't change.
Potter's Hour is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-47-2655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Mutual Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City Mutual Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the